Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got another first here. I have all six mics on in the brand new studio. That's never happened. And Colleen has joined us. Colleen,
I'm here live.
Did you have trouble finding the building and bringing Josh?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Do you have traffic at all? Because I know when I texted you last night,
it wasn't bad.
Okay.
I think you're the first woman we've had in the studio on the air anyway.
Yeah.
Sad representation.
All six mics are on in our brand new studio.
Breaking glass ceilings all over the place, Colleen.
A woman in the Jew.
In the morning.
Josh, at the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night, a couple of shows.
With the funky minorities.
If you're in the outlying areas, you can go see Nick this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be at Meeseeks Shangri-La in Columbus, Nebraska tonight and the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaina, Iowa tomorrow night.
Nice. On the outskirts.
Well, he wouldn't be plugging if he was sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Colleen would say, no, you're not playing right next to Josh.
What was
no.
the name of the first place?
Meeseeks Shangri-La.
Yeah.
That sounds a place for a happy ending. After
I believe that's a surname.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an hour and a half where we're sitting at. It does sound like a happy ending place. Omaha.funnybone.com. Josh, two shows tonight and two tomorrow now. I'm going to go see him myself. He's a very funny dude. Check him out.
Yeah. Now, since you moved to Tennessee, Nashville specifically, was there difficulty finding the weed? It's not legal there.
It's not legal
Prohibition
there.
Sucks.
Any of the surrounding states? No.
Illinois.
Okay.
Prohibition
Illinois,
sucks.
And it's a couple hours drive.
No Kentucky, no Alabama.
Definitely not Kentucky or Alabama. And, you know,
you got meth, though.
Sure.
The old standby.
And shrooms are not decriminalized in Tennessee either.
No.
Okay.
And you know people, because you know us weed smokers, if we can't find weed, where's the meth? Because that's usually second on the list right after weed.
I didn't mean you, but you mentioned Alabama's real close.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I understand about this.
It's the logical alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, old country artists were big stoners.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all big, and still are, the ones that are alive.
Yes.
That whole the culture is not just hippies. It's always been about rednecks and hippies all smoking dope together.
Yes.
And these southern states, not just southern, we got it here, the anti-weed states are ridiculous. They're just ridiculous now.
They're living
it's a
lie. They're living a lie.
They're living a lie. It's prohibition.
They're pretending. I've always said that just a generation of old white people need to die.
Right.
And it'll be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's not for the young people, even the people who don't smoke who are young, it's not even an issue.
No.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares at all.
Not.
And the truth of the matter is, my wife is. I told her when we get to Tennessee, I was like, I tried this no weed thing. And she was like, okay.
Okay.
And then a weekend, she was like, you need some weed. And I said, why? She goes, you haven't shut up for a week. All you're doing is just nonstop. So she likes my energy a little more when I'm high.
Well, it's Music City, so there's got to be weed everywhere. So you just have to find a guy, right?
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? You got to find a guy.
No,
now I got to go back. I love the store.
Well, the stores are great, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know what? Because I had forgotten, I hadn't had to buy weed from a human. So it's like, you know, you remember when you got to sit on that dude's couch? You're like, I don't want to watch you play Call of Duty, Trevor.
No.
Just get me my weed. You know what I mean? Like,
come on,
man.
And sometimes they're not always reliable.
No, they're not there when you show
up.
Then they show up with food like 15 minutes later. Like, I forgot you were coming. I mean, at your door.
And
for
you're
15
right.
15 minutes.
You spent years in LA where you could just go to the store, which is ridiculous.
You know, I when my son was. He had just turned 18, and so you could buy it when you're 18.
Right.
And I walked into my weed store. And when I say my weed store.
Oh, wait, it's 18? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I figured it was 21.
Not when it's medical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so when I walked into my weed store, and like I said, when my weed store, not the one that I owned,
right?
I don't know one. But okay. I just feel like I've spent so much money there.
It's your weed store.
Yeah. But do you know? My wife, just to skew a little bit. One time I came home, man. She was crying over a credit card bill.
Oh.
And I walked in. I was like, "What's wrong?" And she looked at me. She goes, "Who you sending flowers to?" And I was like, "What?"
Oh, it's a weed shop that sends flowers.
"Who are you sending flowers to?" And I was like, "Babe, we've been married a long time. You know I don't send flowers to anybody."
Right.
You know,
right.
Well, I was like, "Then what's the deal?" And she goes, "Oh, like you're not spending money on Buds and Roses?" I'm like, "Yeah.
Buds and Roses.
That's my..."
Oh, there you
but
go.
I was embarrassed to see how much money I spent there. I'm like, "Oh, now I'm crying." But I walked into the weed store and I saw Jacob and I go, "Hey." He goes, "Yeah."
"You see your son there?"
"Yeah." I go, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "I think the same thing you're doing here, right?" And he put his wallet away. I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, you're here. You're buying, right?" I go, "No, dude, this is..." That's not the way this works. Like, this isn't Baskin Robbins. I'm not buying you three scoops of OG Kush. We don't... You got to buy your own drugs. Like, this is how this works now. I do find it interesting that he has conversations with me about weed. He's older now, so...
When did he start getting into weed? Todd's kids never really got into it because Dad walked around and hit walls with it, you know?
Yeah. He I think...
But your son just didn't care?
The human Roomba?
Yeah.
You know, he... A human Roomba.
Good one, Nick.
Yeah, that really
A lot of times, if you don't do what your dad does, you know?
Yeah.
For other reasons, you know?
I will say, I'm not a drinker.
At all?
Not at all. And I never, ever had booze in the house. Their biological mom was a drinker.
Oh, you, okay.
And so never drank in front of them, and I never had it in the house.
Right.
So I don't think it was ever...
Okay.
Like it's not his, not their thing, really.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol's worse for you, actually, you know?
I mean, look, you do dumber things.
On weed, yeah.
Well,
on alcohol.
Yeah,
right,
on alcohol.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I think I've told you this before, but the worst decision I ever made high was I ate an almond and mayonnaise sandwich.
Almond and mayonnaise.
It was the only thing. You ever been that high?
Crunchy bread. Oh.
Well, it had potential.
It had some things I like. You know what I mean?
I'm with Dick. It did have potential.
You ever been high? You know when you're high and you're broke and you open the fridge, you're like, "What's in there? Bread, mayonnaise, almonds."
Right.
I'm going to get
creative. I can make this work. Maybe it's just me. But the problem was it was... I mean, it goes without saying, it was kind of dry.
Yeah.
It was
really dry.
Yeah, my mouth was kind of dry. Yeah. But drunk, the reason I stopped drinking is every really bad decision I can think of in my life.
We're drunk stuff.
Yeah, it was with me going, "Hey, hold my beer."
Right.
"Well, you don't think I can do that?"
Yeah.
"Well, let me check it. Watch this. Watch me jump over the moving car." Yeah. Like that kind of stuff.
Like walking into the bar with your nuts out in college.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, right. It's like my favorite bad decision or free drinks. My favorite day of the year to go on YouTube is July 5th. Because there are drunk people.
Oh, blowing their hands off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make fun of them all the time. Sad. It's sad when an innocent bystander gets hurt.
Yes.
The guy that goes, "I got this," and his fingers blow off. I don't feel bad for those guys.
No, but how bad is it if you lose an eye because somebody blows their finger off and their finger pokes you in the eye? That's a real, that's when you know this is fake. Like, I was supposed to lose this eye.
That's an innocent bystander.
Flying finger. By the way, if I was talking to you just outside and out of nowhere a finger came and poked in your eye, you would see me running faster than flying fingers. Yeah, I'm not, because generally July 4th I'm high, so if I think there's flying fingers, I am.
So you were the kind of guy that got really brave when he got drunk.
Yeah, extra brave.
Oh, see, I've never been that way. Right.
What
I
were
just,
you?
I just get really lazy.
Well, what is?
Oh, you
don't
do?
Say what were.
Oh yeah.
What I just get really mellow.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you drink?
Mostly vodka.
See, I was a tequila guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that revs you up, man. Tequila revs you up, man.
I'll drink, and every now and then I'll drink a shot of tequila just to toast something, but I just can't.
You're a weed and shroom guy.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got their issues, you know. No wine? Like wine or anything?
No. Okay. You know, wine to me, first of all, red wine, as soon as I sip it, it gives me a headache.
Got it.
And Chardonnay smells like, to me, it tastes like Tinkerbell's pee.
All right.
Like, it's like a, you know, it's just like a.
It costs more.
That should be a brand name.
Yeah, Tinkerbell's
pee. I'll do Chardonnay. I would order Tinkerbell's pee all the time. You mean Tinkerbell's pee? Colleagues, book, tomorrow night I want some Tinkerbell's pee.
Deal.
It's on the drink menu.
Yeah.
Order it today.
You mean what you imagine Tinkerbell's pee would taste like?
Let's no, go with what that. I actually mean is I lived in L.A. for a while. Well, Tinkerbell's pee.
Shrooms are good.
Yeah. I used to entertain at children's parties, and I had to dress up as Peter Pan.
Oh, really?
And the kids, they're not friendly when you're Peter Pan. Because when I was doing it, most of the kids didn't really know who Peter Pan was.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think
they were
so.
They're like, who's this guy?
Right. In green tights.
Yeah, it was not. But
with
I
a beard and
Joey
a hat on.
Diaz, Captain Hook.
I used to. The worst was showing up as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle because it makes the kids want to fight.
Right.
And when you have that giant helmet on, you can't see anything.
So they kick you.
Oh my lord! And you can't see, and you can't say anything to the kids. All you can go is go. Michelangelo doesn't want to fight right now. But they would just run up. Hee-ah! As soon as you heard hee-ah, you knew you were going to feel that little foot right in your sack. That's the right. Yeah. You're like, come on, man. And the parents were always like, that's funny, right? I'm like, not too funny. not too funny. Yeah.
Josh Wolf with his funny bone this weekend.
Did you ever try the take the balls out trick at a kid's party? See who notices first?
Only once. And I, by the way, no free drinks from it. Yeah. I did dress up as a clown once. At a children's party, and there was the woman who was paying me had a clown fetish.
Oh.
And it's why she ordered the clown. It was a double kid liked the clown, and she liked the clown too. And so after the
were you
the
single? Were you single? Were you with the
first? Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was.
You took care of that?
Young. Oh, yeah. I showed up. First of all, I was on a moped. I showed up to the party because the person who booked the parties didn't like us to show up out of costume
this
and get
changed.
This
is the Bobcat movie. This is Shakes the
Clown.
Yeah,
this Shakes the Clown. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I drove my moped as a clown, as a Ninja Turtle, as Peter Pan.
Right.
One time I was on my moped as Peter Pan, and a cop pulled up next to me, and we were at the light, and he rolled down the window, and he goes, "Hey," I go, "Yes, sir," and he goes, "I was gonna give you a ticket for no helmet, but." Looks like your life's going bad enough as it is.
Right.
And he drove away, and I was like, this dude. Right. And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Look at you.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's paying his dues.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't need a ticket. Yeah, just let him go. You know?
Off the air, you mentioned walking past a homeless guy in Portland. What'd he say to you? I love this bit, too.
Oh, my Lord. He heckled me. This was last weekend.
Okay, you're in Portland? Okay.
Yeah, last weekend I was in Portland, and the guy goes to me. He goes, hey. You got any change? I go, nah. And he goes, yeah, you look like you wouldn't. I was like, that is a great line, dude. Yeah, okay.
Have you seen the saw the video of those anti-vax people yelling? It was in L.A., right?
The video was in L.A., yeah. And some lady was out.
It's about a homeless person here.
You know, videoing the homeless people. Go, well, why are they not wearing masks? Why are they not dying? And then just out of the background, you hear this homeless guy actually pushing a cart going, because I'm vaccinated, you moron.
And not moron.
He didn't say moron.
He said something dirty, really dirty.
That
isn't
is
the best?
Hilarious.
I know, yeah, I'm vaccinated. You know they're free.
Yeah. He was probably scared to hang around with that guy.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's in LA when it did first go down, it was extreme. You had people walking down the street, you know, making wide turns around other masked people.
Yeah.
Like outdoors, like real people.
Oh, I remember
walking through
my neighborhood even and just seeing people cross the street from each other because we didn't know. We didn't know how close you get to anybody at the time.
I didn't want to be close to anybody.
Yeah, it was really strange.
I didn't really want to be this close to you right now. So. I was telling you off air, during that time, there were also those protests in LA.
I know.
Where there was, and I had never been, had tear gas before.
Yeah.
Was this April, May?
This was around April, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was right near my house. I was in West Hollywood. And so there was things going down on Beverly. There was things going down on Fairfax and Melrose, which were the streets that surrounded me, you know. Mm-hmm. And there were fires. I have some video on my phone of just what Melrose looked like one night after. It was crazy, the morning after. But there was some tear gas happening. I told my wife, I go, there's tear gas right there. I can see it from the top of our place. She goes crazy. I go, yeah, I'm going over there. She said, why? I said, I've never been tear gassed before, and I think this is my one shot.
So you just wanted the experience.
I wanted to. Yeah. I am full on. I want to, because when I see it and I hear people talk about it, if it's not going to kill me or like I'm not going to be maimed, let's just see what I get one. This is it. This is my life.
Yeah. One ride doesn't involve tear gas.
By the way, it doesn't anymore. I know why people run from it. It was.
I saw a guy crap himself getting maced in a bar once. Okay.
But I did not crap myself.
Apparently, tear gas is worse than a mace.
When were you tear gassed, Colleen?
Vietnam protests, Iowa City, Iowa.
Really?
And then jump in a car and go to Kent State after everything happened. Wow. So both places, I got the peripheral tear gas. Yeah.
And did you have the dump of fluid out of your nose?
Absolutely.
That.
So did you run down to get tear gas? You just ran into some gas you saw?
I ran down and
said, cop, tear gas my ass.
Here's was the crazy thing. I ran down and so as a person who's walking in to observe, you could see the instigators. There was a definite difference between the instigators and the protesters.
Right.
And they were standing in different places, and they were dressed in different. It was really bizarre.
Right.
But then you could hear the cops go, they announce it, back up, we're going to back up, back up. And then back up. And then, hey, if you don't back up, it was like four or five backups. And then.
So you stayed not backing up.
I just was like, let's see what this is.
Right.
And so it was bad. And so then I ran off and.
Did you enjoy the club to the back of the head too?
Get any. You know what?
I've never had a billy club to the back of the head. You only got one ride.
Give me one shot here.
I'm brain dead now. Yeah, check.
Why do you got to?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How is the tear gas different than, say, pepper spray, mace?
Pepper spray I've had on my hands and rubbed on my face before.
Yeah, okay. I think we had pepper spray before.
The tear gas was a dumping of fluid out of my nose and mouth.
Okay,
and
so
then
a little
when they
more
were,
intense.
When they were pouring things on me, I thought it was water. Apparently they pour milk on you.
Okay.
And so when I got back to my place, I was telling Beth all about it. And but a couple hours later, I kept saying to her, I was like, by the way, and I would tell her, I was like, by the way, you kind of smell, I think. She was like, that's you. I said, what? She goes, you have milk all over you. I was like, what? Why do I have milk on me? She goes, do you not know you have milk on you? I said, no, they were dumping water. She goes, go look in the mirror. There was just, I had white crusties all over.
Go home and jump in the shower right away?
No, because I was better. I thought they had poured water on me. I was better, and I was talking to Beth about it.
I was better.
And I had gone and gotten high on the roof, and I was like, I feel good. And then I started just smelling
milk. I lived through it.
Yeah.
Like bad milk just crusting up on you?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
If you want the bear.
That's
a CCR sucker.
I don't need the bear spray.
You don't need the bear
spray? No, because I'm not a bear.
All right.
But I
thought you just might like the experience.
No, I've had the pepper spray. I've had the jalapeno gone pee after the jalapeno, which was a bad.
Right.
And the tear gas. And I feel like I've checked all the boxes I need in that category.
You mean jalapeno on your hand? You touched your wiener?
Yeah.
I had to burn. Yeah.
You've never done that?
Not on purpose.
No, I didn't do it on purpose
well,
either.
Well, it sounds like you did.
No.
Check.
Let's give
it a
shot.
It's a weird form of masturbation. You don't do that?
Well,
is that just me?
After COVID, I have.
Yeah, I did that recently. I chopped up, I think, some habaneros and jalapenos and didn't put gloves on.
Right.
And then I juggled my nuts. A little bit, and that was a mistake.
Grandpa, you should go masturbate afterwards. It's called the double puddle because you cry also.
Google double puddle plus.
Yeah, yeah, the double.
Masturbating and crying is always fun.
Yeah. The double puddle is, we learned that term. We might have been on Chelsea lately. We were looking at weird fetishes. And there's a tear fetish where people like to use tears as lubricant.
Oh.
Why are you nodding your head?
Well, I've made jokes about that. Yeah, tears are lube. They're there,
tears
they're wet.
Are lube.
That was a great 80s band.
Joke,
yeah.
Huh?
Tears are lube.
Tears are lube, yeah. I love them. I think.
I was just silently nodding in agreement.
Yeah, you were like, did that last night. Got it, yeah.
You mentioned real quickly, I know that last night that your son, it was in Cincinnati, right, Nick?
Yes.
Went and saw Joe Coy.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe was in the studio after we got vaccinated, right before you did a show here.
Late July.
All right. And he didn't give it up. Did you know that he was dating Chelsea?
Not in late July.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did.
Nobody did. I know. Yeah. He was talking to us that morning, and Colleen went to lunch with him. And
he and Chelsea were FaceTiming.
Well, he was FaceTiming her that morning
constantly.
With us, too. But yeah, you guys are all good
constantly.
Friends. We're all on the show.
Just think
like
they were friends. Yeah. Did you think anything of it? Or was it?
No, I didn't think anything of it then. Yeah. I thought they were both just needy and they ran out of people to FaceTime.
Or date.
Am I wrong?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's an interesting pairing. It because you would have never seen it coming on the show because she hammered him.
Yeah.
She hammered him. Right. But you know
Seven
what?
7 years.
Yeah.
If they're happy, cool. Good for them, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's great.
And definitely a power couple.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, we'd hammer Joe for years because he always show up with like a 20-year-old
fiance
every time we give him crap about
it. He's in love.
I know, but we haven't got a chance to talk to him since the coming out of him and Chelsea, or whatever like that. So good for them.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm sure, and also it'll be lots of good content. So.
Oh yeah.
It'll
yeah.
just be entertainment.
Yeah, it will be right.
I hope they tour together.
Right. Well, she said they were sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be a good show.
Well, go see Josh Wolf this weekend. He's with us for another break.
He's a good show.
Yes, yeah, he is a good show.
With Sandy Danton.
Yeah,
my buddy.
Yeah, Sandy's fine. Sandy was here with Paulie, right?
Yes, and he said he ran into you at the airport.
I saw him at the airport, and I remember pulling him aside either at the Paulie Shore show or the airport, tell him how much I like him. A lot. He's funny as hell.
He is.
It's a great killer show tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
All right.
You don't not look like Sandy either.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He's like, Dad?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.